It's another march of marches in Pakistan. Pro and anti-government rallies are happening in major cities, although the election is scheduled for next year. In the last 3.5 years, inflation has skyrocketed to double digits. The rupee has lost its value, and campaign promises remain unfulfilled. Adding to Prime Minister Imran Khan's woes is the perception that Pakistan's powerful military establishment no longer supports him. Khan is trying to muster support as a vote of no confidence gets closer. His coalition government's slim majority is at stake, as allies and some party MPs are indicating they will vote against him. Opposition parties are negotiating terms with disgruntled government MPs and allies. Those who vote against him, Imran Khan wants to ban them from taking part in politics for life, calling them corrupt, thieves and turncoats.
Pakistan needs to decide if they will let the conspiring slaves who have taken billions of rupees from abroad be successful.
He should then shut up on these things.
Incendiary statements have real-life consequences, says Noor Alam Khan, a member of the National Assembly who spoke out against his governing PTI party's failures. He says his children have been threatened, in addition to receiving thousands of messages of hate and profanity.
I joined PTI because of Imran Khan's saying, and then he said that in his own manifesto also, that there will be an accountability across the board. He will not be having any corrupt minister. I will go against two things. A, for hate speech. Second, allegations.
By the Prime Minister of Pakistan?
Everybody who have named us.
The Minister for Information does not believe the Prime Minister's speeches are inflammatory.
People are very angry on, you know, how can you tolerate such people who will sell their vote for money? There's a history of horse trading in Pakistan.
10 years ago, the minister was defending Asif Ali Zardari, the former leader of the Pakistan People's Party, or PPP. Chaudhry has changed 3 parties in the last decade. But he says allegiances can be changed before elections, and those who are not happy with the government's performance should resign.
Under Article 63A of the Constitution, you cannot vote against your party. I should be going back to my people and, you know, explaining them that this is the reason I'm changing the party, and then I can change the party. I cannot stab my party in the back.
And in the murky politics of Pakistan, Noor Alam won't declare if he will vote against Khan.
I am a member of PTI. Let's go to the parliament. On that day, we will decide whether to vote or for or against.
They say there are no permanent enemies or friends in politics. But if Imran Khan wants to become the first prime minister to complete his 5-year term, he's going to need friends who last a little bit longer. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.